Power, Pride, and Spirituality. Part 3. Confidence and Pride. Self-confidence accompanies any ability. It gives us strength and courage to strive for even greater accomplishments. As long as confidence is truthful, based on fact, it is good. It contributes to even greater proficiency and attainment. Confidence provides a foundation for innovation and invention, improvement and progress. If someone were to see Itzhak Perlman with his violin and ask if he plays well, he could respond honestly, "I'm one of the best in the world." Such an admission would not be arrogant, it would be truthful. However, if Jimmy thinks he is the best in the world, but the world doesn't think so, the same response would be inaccurate and at least a little arrogant. If Jimmy stated, "I think I'm one of the best in the world," it would be an honest statement. He could say it humbly or arrogantly. Humility is a lack of pride or arrogance. It does not entail self-deprecation or a refusal to acknowledge that one is outstanding if one really is. Stating the truth about one's abilities is not necessarily arrogant. Arrogance starts with overconfidence. The difference between confidence and overconfidence is the difference between fact and imagination. Pride is always built upon a defective perspective. It rests upon an exaggerated belief in the specialness and superiority of one's abilities, worth, or accomplishments. Pride can result from ignorance, from being a big fish in a small pond, or from ignoring the existence of bigger fish and bigger ponds. Pride is not evidenced by words alone, but by the color and music of one's statements as well. It resides in an inner attitude and lack of truthfulness. Boasting and showing off can be arrogant, but are not necessarily so. They are commonly used to vie for dominance in a hierarchical social order. Sometimes they are used as strategy to induce a competitor to retreat. In examining our own or someone else's claims of superiority in a particular arena, we need to decide whether we think, and whether others think, the claims are true or not. Often we don't know for certain, but we can research and make an educated guess. Public opinion, authority, or salary is not a reliable measure of whether a claim is true. How many now recognized great scientists, musical composers, and other geniuses died poor and unknown? How many unsung heroes and heroines have walked the earth? How many popular theories and philosophies have been proven completely wrong? The greatest bomb dropper in history, who shall not be named here, was awarded a Peace Prize. One may be great even if the world doesn't recognize it. If the world thinks one is great, one might be way off base. Pride inhibits spirituality and spiritual progress. Power doesn't, but pride does. Power has a tendency to nurture pride, but does not automatically do so. Pride is always dangerous because one has untruthfully lifted oneself up, exaggerated one's importance or abilities. When the truth reveals itself, as it always does, one's claims evaporate. Pride inevitably causes falls. Pride can easily cause one to slip into putting other people down. This is usually cruel, more or less, even if it is not conscious. Pride also inclines a person to demand to dominate or control. In a power rules all system, people who think they are superior believe they have a right to dominate others. They tend to rise in hierarchical organizations. We are spiritually accountable for how we use any power we have. People in positions of power have more ability to do harm for which they are responsible. For all these reasons, pride is the number one pitfall on our spiritual journey. Confidence is not only good, but necessary. Pride is baggage we simply cannot take with us. It doesn't fit. When we are carrying it, we are too heavy and unbalanced and we fall down. If one aspires to spiritual progress, it is wise to guard very carefully one's humility. Not dishonest self-disparagement or denial, but truthful humility. We must remember everyone who came before us, everyone who provided a step we used for our climb, everyone who pointed the way. In fact, it is not possible for us to remember or even know everyone who helped us. A smile from a stranger at a crucial moment, a phrase overheard, a word of wisdom in a long-forgotten book. Let us be gracious with one another.